Welcome. Today we're discussing an exciting tutorial on setting up Next.js with Superbase and Polar for payments. It's a fast-paced guide to building a full-stack application, and it's packed with information.
Sounds comprehensive. So where does this tutorial begin? What's the first step in the setup process?
Well, it starts with generating a new Next.js app using a tool called Tempo, apparently. You choose Next.js as the framework, Superbase for authentication and database, and of course, Polar for the payment integration.
Okay, Tempo, Superbase, Polar, got it. So after choosing these technologies, what's next?
Right, then it's all about setting up the integrations, which means configuring your Superbase and Polar accounts. You'll need accounts with both services before moving on. The tutorial actually walks you through creating these.
That's handy. I'm guessing there's some key exchange happening between these services.
Exactly. The tutorial guides you through getting the necessary keys and tokens from Superbase and Polar and plugging them into Tempo. For Superbase, you need to copy your organization ID and connect your project, which is conveniently done within Tempo itself. It even handles connecting to the correct organization.
Smart. And what about setting up Polar? Are there similar steps involved?
Absolutely. For Polar, you work within their sandbox environment, which is great for testing with fake money. You'll grab your organization identifier, create a new token with no expiration, which is a nice touch, and set up a webhook to handle payment events.
Webhooks, a classic for handling real-time events. Seems like this tutorial is hitting all the right notes for a robust setup.
It really is. And they even encourage setting up a test product in Polar, which I appreciate. This lets you simulate real-world transactions within your application during development.
Okay, so after gathering the necessary information both from Polar and Superbase and inputting the keys to Tempo, what are the next steps? Let's dive in.
Once all the integrations are in place, the tutorial shows you how to set up a job recruitment portal as a demonstration. Tempo starts automating the build process, creating Superbase tables, and deploying edge functions for handling payments.
Edge functions? Interesting. So it's not just setting up the services, but also deploying some serverless functions, it seems. That's efficient.
Yep, pretty slick. While Tempo does its magic, the tutorial shows you how to access the deployed template, even during the build process. You can start playing around with it right away.
So they show you how to actually test the setup, which is awesome. Do they take you through a real-world scenario?
They sure do. They walk you through creating a user account, navigating to the pricing page, and subscribing to the test product you set up earlier. The tutorial even provides fake credit card details for a seamless test transaction.
Nice. So once the payment is successful, what happens then? How can we verify everything is working correctly?
After successful payment, the tutorial explains how to verify everything's working as expected by inspecting the Superbase tables and checking for the new user and active subscription data. It shows you that the data's flowing correctly, confirming the integration's success.
Wow, this sounds incredibly thorough. From setup to testing, this covers everything. What a fantastic way to get started with Next.js, Superbase, and Polar.
Exactly. It's a great jumpstart for building a fully functional SaaS application. This tutorial truly simplifies the integration of these technologies and makes launching a project much faster. And that's it for today's discussion. Thanks for joining us, and happy building.
Goodbye.